Here on the Green Zone, of course, it's our Rocco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. We do have a new 4 o'clock total to pass along, $322,156.
That's amazing.
Also, we would like a shout-out, McDonald's in Prince Albert, encouraging other businesses to donate as well. They've donated $10,000. Also, Windsor Plywood, another $10,000 donation coming in from them. So anything you can give, dollar for dollar match from the federal government, CJME.com, CKLM.com is where you can go to donate now for Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. A member of the Canadian Red Cross is going to be joining us a little bit later on this hour to talk about more of where this money will go to. That'll be Jason Small joining us here on the Green Zone. But coming up, game four tonight, it's the Oil and the Panthers.
Get in the fast lane, Kramoff. The bingo game is ready to roll.
It's time to drop the gloves.
Let it into the box. Watch the boxes, Ty. Watch the boxes.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Joining us from parts unknown, Drew Remenda, our NHL analyst here on the Green Zone. Drew, how are you on this fine Thursday?
Very, very good. Yeah. I need to start with a couple of things. Number one, Jamie, it's a day of caring, so maybe care for your producer and don't yell at him between the break. That's number one. Number two.
Did you hear that? Were you on the phone when I was talking to him?
No, I just know. I just know you. And number two, Locker, I was listening to you earlier with Jamie on this, with Taylor McPherson on Saskatchewan Afternoons, and you're talking about your superstitions about wardrobe, et cetera, and wearing it or not. And, just so you know, I'm right behind you just to support you. At the gym today, I took Locker 97, you know, because I'm sure that will really help Connor play a hell of a game today and help the Oilers, just because I'm thinking about you.
Thank you, Drew. I knew you were on my side with this.
You did not actually.
That's a lie. I took Locker 13, which I always take. It doesn't matter, Locker. It doesn't matter.
But he's worried about the jerseys he's wearing, the underwear he's got on.
The new one. Can't wear the old ones. My goodness, me, you'll judge yourself in circles, young man.
I'm trying to do what I can to support my team.
Okay. Okay, good.
Drew, yeah. Real quick, though.
Yeah.
It is Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. You don't go camping often.
Nope,
but
last year, though.
Your family, you've been to the Candle Lake region, and just talk the beauty of that area. Unfortunately, one of those areas where firefighters are going to and have been going to protect property and everything else. It is, you know, Saskatchewan's full of great places, but you kind of lived it a year or so ago.
Yeah, I went a year ago. I've got a great picture of my lovely granddaughter, Rosalind, and me walking on the beach and a shot of the lake. When I drove in there, and I had forgotten because I hadn't been there, how beautiful Candle Lake is. And you go out to the resort area where we stayed because I didn't stay in a camper. And that unfortunately took fire last year as well at Pro Shop. But I was talking to a couple of guys who live up north, and they were telling me that the fire workers, the people themselves, everybody are doing whatever they can. A lot of people, as we know, and Mia has done a great job reporting that on Rocco Radio about the people having to leave and then now getting a chance to go back.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie, we did a day of caring when the Ukraine war broke out, and we got to talk to so many special people. And once again, whenever you're losing faith in humanity, when you're watching TV and you're seeing the garbage that's going on between political parties, and it doesn't matter where the country is or what country is happening, and all this stuff going on, when things like this happen, and they inevitably do, you see the goodness of human beings trying to help each other, and especially you see it in this great province.
Absolutely. Of course, a reminder to donate now, CJME.com, CKOM.com, for the Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief in our province.
This is my first Day of Caring, and I can't believe it. Every time I hear an update, I'm like, what? Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It's remarkable how much money is coming in right now for the wildfires relief going to the Red Cross.
We have good people in this province. Dave King used to always say, There's so many Saskatchewan people everywhere because we're here to lead everybody out of the wilderness.
I don't think he's wrong. I think that is very accurate from Kinger. But Drew, let's dig into lineup changes first, though. So Stuart Skinner's not a surprise. Kind of thought he'd stay in that. Yeah, sure. But, you know, Klingberg out, Stetcher in, Jeff Skinner in, Victor Arvidsson out, moving Brown up the lineup, maybe Perry down the lineup. What do you think of the tinkering going on from Chris Knobloch?
Well, you have to do something. You don't just stand pat. They're going to play a better game. They played, and Donovan said it after the game. My son Donovan came up and said, that was a very immature game for a team that's been to the Stanley Cup Finals just a year ago. Mm-hmm. And he was absolutely right. Just go back and look at that first goal. Leon Draisaitl was interested in cross-checking the centerman against him about three times and elbowing him. And it looked like a play that Florida runs all the time with the inside and outside winger switching and rolling behind the net. And then going to the front of the net, it looked like the Oilers had never played hockey before. It looks like Chris Knobloch and his coaching staff had never prepared them for that particular play, which I know for a fact they have because that's what coaches do in the National Hockey League. So they weren't ready to go, obviously. And you guys had Rob Brown on. I text you, Jamie. I think Rob Brown's one of the best analysts in hockey. I think he's brilliant. And he broke it down very well. They were looking for retribution or revenge when you didn't need any. And so when you looked at the way they played, they're going to go out, they're going to come out tonight and play a better game. But you have to switch guys around. You have to, I'm a big believer in earning your ice time, earning your start, and earning your shifts. And you mentioned it, Jamie, about Arvidsson. He hasn't been very effective, plus he's been dumb. I'm not trying to belittle the guy. He's just played dumb hockey. And sometimes you get into that when the pace picks up and you just get your, you know, emotion versus emotional. When you look at Brown moving up, I think that's a good move. I like Connor Brown a lot. I think he plays a nice heavy game. He gets to the front of the net. Corey Perry up and down the lineup doesn't really matter. Where he's going to do his damage is on the power play in front of the net. They're going to be a better team tonight. They're going to play a better game tonight. But I think Rob Brown brought up a really important point when he talked to you guys yesterday, which was this is of course, thanks Captain Obvious coming up, huge game for the Oilers because you don't want to give Sergei Bobrovsky three chances to beat you for a Stanley Cup. The best money goalie in the league.
True. Is there more pressure on Florida or Edmonton tonight?
I don't think there's more pressure on one team or the other. It depends on how you feel it and what you do. And, you know, Mike Babcock used to always talk about pressure being a good thing because pressure turns coal into diamonds, which is the old saying. But when you look at the way that the game is, I really don't think, guys, that players feel pressure in those situations. I've been, you know, with the Sharks when the Sharks were really good. The one time they felt pressure was when they got reverse swept by the Los Angeles Kings before that when they were going deeper in the playoffs. And then when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals with Peter DeBoer, I would talk to those guys all the time. And they don't feel the pressure. They feel the exhilaration. You feel pressure when you start to think about the result instead of the process. When you are, and Jamie and I have used this analogy a lot. You guys have been talking golf a lot with Britton Gray and how he plays the game, and I'd like to get him out in the range for a second just to straighten out that slice. But
good luck.
I know exactly. Drag the club back. Turn the body. Anyway, when you are on 16 and you're thinking, if I just par in, I'm going to break 80, and then you double bogey 16, you think, okay, I just got a birdie 17, par 3, I can do that. And then I can just par 18. I can do that. I've done it before. And then you start thinking about the score. You start thinking about the result instead of thinking about staying in the moment, being where your feet are, concentrating on the next shot. And it's the same thing for the game. These guys are, you know, I laughed yesterday or 2 days ago when I was reading a headline. And I know headline writers are interesting, but when a headline on Sportsnet was, Oilers seem to have shrugged off Game 3 loss. Yeah, that's what they do. It's easy. Players are the best at just going, oh, well, we'll get them next time. They really are. They let it go. You're in South Beach. You're in Fort Lauderdale. You're going across the street. The beach is right there. I've shown Jamie the video when I'm in that there at the Four Seasons in Fort Lauderdale. It's a lovely area. They'll go out, they'll relax, they'll go up by the pool, they'll have a little bit of a skate. They're fine. They will be okay about just leaving last game behind. And that's the trick about hockey, about the game. Even though they lost 6-1, it's first to four, not first to two, it's not first to three, it's first to four. And even though they got lost 6-1, they only lost one game. It wasn't like you got extra credit. So it's just a game. They didn't play well. They played poorly. You will think that they will improve tonight by a big jump. So I don't think there's pressure on either team. It's the exhilaration and being able to stay focused and stay in the moment.
Just back to Britain's slice. With your technical help and a special pair of socks I have,
oh my,
I think he'd be gold, Drew.
Really? Socks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would have a special pair of socks to play golf in.
Yeah.
Do you have a special, but the key is, do you have a special pair of socks to watch the game in?
No, socks aren't the issue.
Okay.
It might have been leaked, Drew, that Connor Hellebuck won the Hart and the Vezina. Yesterday, there was a photo making the rounds where he had both trophies in his backyard with him. But
oops.
Yeah, don't know how that got out. Damn neighbors, mind your business. Do you mind that? Is that all right? Or is it a bad look the way he played in the playoffs that he's taking home the Hart Trophy, even though it's a regular season award?
Yeah, you know what? If we talked about the playoffs and Coach of the Year, John Cooper would be winning multiple Coaches of the Year, and he's never won. It is the regular season, and Connor Hellebuck was one of the best players in the league, if not the best player in the league. He was certainly as valuable to Winnipeg as Leon Draisaitl was to the Edmonton Oilers. And you could argue that a goalie, you take a goalie away from any team that's a good team in the playoffs, and he would be the MVP. That's why, like, you and I have talked about this, Jamie. That's why I like the phrasing of most outstanding player, like the CFL does, versus most valuable player to his team. The wording of that trophy has been hijacked, I think. But I think, listen, he was the MVP without a doubt to his team. And I've got no problem with it. Carey Price won it once, and now Connor Hellebuck wins it. He played great, and he just got to figure out how to do it in the playoffs. And hopefully, he doesn't figure out how to do it in the Olympics.
That is true. Another Hart Trophy winner goaltender, still to this day ticks me off that Jose Theodore beat out Jerome McGinley. In 2001, 2002.
That's one you got to look at and go, excuse me, hello?
That was a fix, though.
That was a fix.
There was a fix. They were vote fixing.
Couldn't believe it. Iggy got robbed, and then 2 years later, some Flames fans say he got robbed again from winning the Stanley Cup, of course.
No, so close. And Jamie, it was over the line.
No. Don't. No.
You should see the look on his face just there, Drew.
No.
I know. That's the one you can go to with Jamie. The over the line one.
Don't. No. It was not over the line. Science has proven it over and over again. Drew, that's enough of you this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Hold on. We don't have time for the Cooper story.
No.
Geez. You know, we'll get to it next time.
Yeah, okay. Next time. Thanks, Drew.
Maybe.
Okay. I'll make a note.
That is our NHL analyst, Drew Remenda, here on The Green Zone. And, of course, a reminder, this is the Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. The Donate Now button is on our website, cjme.com, ckom.com, as we will be joined at 4:35 with Jason Small of the Red Cross here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The latest total for our Saskatchewan Day of Caring, $322,156. Shout out to McDonald's, $10,000 donation. That's McDonald's in Prince Albert, encouraging other businesses to donate as well. And $10,000 from Windsor Plywood as well. So there are some companies stepping up for a Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. And joining us next will be Jason Small of the Canadian Red Cross. But time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill. The latest in sports. Looks like Jeff Skinner is going to be in the lineup for the Oilers. Stuart Skinner will get the start. Troy Stetcher also drawing in as the Oilers make some changes at a game four tonight. Puck drop in Florida just past 6 o'clock. The U.S. Open is underway, the third major golf tournament of the year. J.J. Spahn is the clubhouse leader at 4 under par. And you have the Riders injury report. No Thomas Bertrand Hudon for Saturday. Could see Kadeem Carey drawing the lineup. A.J. Ouellette, the running back, also has been deemed good to go for Saturday's game. Coming up next, he is the senior manager of communications for the Canadian Red Cross. We'll chat with Jason Small on this Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. Our latest total, just over $322,000. That was at 4 o'clock. A shout out to some businesses who stepped up. Of course, McDonald's in Prince Albert with $10,000. Windsor Plywood, another $10,000.
Lots of course, challenges as well coming in, Jamie, from other businesses, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So 6 o'clock is when we'll announce our final total for the day. And it's a pleasure to be joined by the Senior Manager Communications for the Canadian Red Cross is Jason Small, as that's where the money is going this afternoon. Jason, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, what's your reaction? We haven't got to the total yet for 6 o'clock, but just the what's your reaction to hear $322,000 already coming in the all day today?
That's fantastic, and we're really appreciative of the people of Saskatchewan for stepping up to help us help the people who are in need in the province of Saskatchewan.
Jason, what exactly, can you explain how you're involved and how the Red Cross gets involved in something like the wildfires, which we're dealing with here this year in Saskatchewan yet again?
Right, so we're working with governments, Indigenous governments and other municipalities who needed our help, and we're working with them at their request. And so what we're just doing is providing what help we can and what's needed. And right now, like that's we're meeting those immediate and ongoing needs, providing emergency supplies, providing emergency accommodations, food, other personal services. We're operating a call center, just doing all these things that can help people right now.
Jason Small joining us of the Canadian Red Cross. What are we learning? Unfortunately, this is almost becoming an annual thing across, you know, the forests of Alberta and BC, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. What is the Red Cross learning and refining to make sure the meat needs are met when, you know, people are evacuated or even some people today returning and seeing maybe a damaged property for the first time?
So, you know, as an organization, we have seen an increase in disasters over recent years. We're very aware of that. And so we have a team of staff and volunteers who are very well trained and are prepared for situations like this. Like, we know these are going to happen. We don't want them to, but we know that they are going to happen. So we do have that team pulling together. And so the support we're providing, like I said, we're providing that ongoing support right now. But also, these donations are going to also go to help folks down the road. So we know when they get home and when the fires are out, it's not over. The recovery time is also needed. And so we help with the recovery and help folks build resilience for the future and help with emergency preparedness for future disasters.
We chatted with the head coach of the LaRange Ice Wolves, Kevin Kamansky, not too long ago. Jason, and one of the things that he told us was that, you know, players from his team have been calling him saying, how do I get involved? How can I be a part of, you know, making a difference in this community? What can I do? And I'm wondering if somebody was looking to help out and looking to volunteer on some level with the Red Cross, where would you send them? How would somebody get started in such an endeavor?
For sure. We're always looking for more volunteers. We are, like, volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization. So I always suggest, if you're interested, go to redcross.ca/volunteer, and you, on our website, that'll get you started. Now, you know, you might not, if you go to volunteer now, we might not have you up to speed in time for this disaster. But like we were saying earlier, there's always going to be future disasters. So, you know, your help is needed. So if you are interested in volunteering, I urge you to go to our website, redcross.ca, to find out more.
Okay. Jason Small joining us, Senior Communications Manager for the Canadian Red Cross through Manitoba and Nunavut Prairies, as we look at the results of what we are seeing today. The community, again, in Saskatchewan never disappoints when it comes to days like this, the Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. What do we have currently set up in Saskatchewan when it comes to Red Cross shelters and the help that is already going out from the Red Cross and the things you have been doing up until now for those in Saskatchewan?
So we have been we've been operating shelters and reception centers in Regina, Saskatoon, and Prince Albert. As well, we also have our teams with mobile units help supporting people that are staying in other smaller communities within the province. And then, yeah, we're also, you know, we're providing support to members of Lac La Ronge Indian Band and Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation who had to leave their homes. And so, you know, that's some of the key stuff we've been doing, and working closely with the Saskatchewan government and the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency just to make sure that people have the resources and the support they need.
When an organization like Rolco Radio does a Day of Caring, one of the things that that I know, not that I'm involved, that we're looking for is an organization that people trust. Red Cross is definitely one of those organizations. Now, that money that is coming in, and it's, I can't believe, this is my first Day of Caring with Rolco Radio, and I can't believe how generous this province is being right now. Now, can you give us a rough idea of how you would use the funds from a day like today and a drive like today, Jason?
Right. So it's going to our 2025 Saskatchewan Wildfires Appeal. So that money is going to be staying in Saskatchewan to support people of Saskatchewan who are impacted. And so this is going to support, you know, our work on the ground right now. And that money will help us get whatever supplies, whatever we need to help people right away. And then it will also go to helping folks once they're home to recover. Who knows what, you know, things are damaged or what needs replacing or infrastructure in the community, anything, you know, we'll look at what's necessary. We've done this in other places. We know that just because the fire's over doesn't mean the recovery and the support that's needed is over. So we'll continue to do that as well. And then we'll help the communities as well. Be prepared for any future disasters.
I mean, you can talk to that, Jason. When the some evacuations were lifted today, people thankfully are able to return. Unfortunately, some of them to damaged homes or destroyed homes. But as you said, you know, when the fires go out, what do you look at timeline? Like, what is the Red Cross seeing of how long people still need the Red Cross after a wildfire rips through a community? How long will you be around to help in Saskatchewan or other communities?
I would say we're going to be, we'll be around as long as our support is needed. You know, we continue to provide support in other communities that have been affected. Like, we're providing support still in Jasper, Alberta from last year. So we will provide support as long as the community needs us to help them out.
Jason, one of the unfortunate byproducts of an event like this is that people, if you can even call them that, take advantage of situations with scams. What can you tell people to look out for to protect themselves from having their money directed into the wrong bank accounts?
Yeah, we totally understand this, and we know that we've heard that people, unscrupulous people, and I heard the Premier's comments yesterday, are trying to scam people out of their money. So we just want people to know that, you know, what, you know, we would do, how we conduct ourselves. And we have all the details on our website to just recommend people, you know, take a look at what we do and so that they can avoid scams. I would say if you're on the call with somebody and it doesn't feel right, trust your instinct. And then if you feel you've been scammed or somebody's attempted to scam you, we please ask people to contact the RCMP or their local police.
And if it's an online link or something like that, you can, redcross.ca is a great resource to go to. If it's someone from pertaining to trying to pretend they're from the Canadian Red Cross, is you can go to the Canadian Red Cross and try to find people to contact there as well. Jason, final note for you, as we have, about an hour and 15 minutes. What can you say for the people of Saskatchewan for the Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief on how big any dollar amount can go for the Red Cross?
Well, we're just really appreciative of the people of the province who are opening their hearts and doing this. And so, whatever you feel you're comfortable donating, it will go to help the people who are being impacted by these fires right now, and it will go to help them now, and it will go to help them in the future. And it's really, really important to help us support those people.
Jason, thank you so much for your time this afternoon with us here on the Arauco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. We appreciate you taking the time on a busy day.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is Jason Small. He is the Senior Manager of Communications for the Canadian Red Cross through Western Canada, Manitoba, and Nunavut here on the Green Zone with the Saskatchewan Arauco Radio Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. Again, you can go to our website, cjme.com, ckom.com. There's a link right at the top of the page. Donate now, and that is where you can find the link to the Red Cross's donation button. Right there. Our latest total at 4 o'clock, just over $322,000. More have come in. We'll give you another total coming up, as well as more donations, and we will announce the total just before 6 o'clock when we sign off from 6 to 6. So we have been doing this on all six Arauco radio stations across Saskatchewan. For those who have given, thank you, thank you, thank you. For those who are about to when you get home or otherwise this afternoon, thanks. As Jason just said, any little bit can help. And dollar for dollar match today from the federal government.
Amazing to watch.
Jamie and I, Locker with you here on the Green Zone. We're still getting your predictions on game four, by the way. 6:20 is about the time they'll drop the puck in Sunrise, Florida for game four of the Stanley Cup final. Some mixed predictions. Some Panther picks, some Oiler picks. How do you think this plays out tonight with the Oilers and the Panthers? This is the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone as NHL Awards are going on as we speak. And the Hart Trophy has been won by Connor Hellebuyck, as has the Vezina Trophy. And the picture that was shown was, yes, probably a neighbor taking a picture near their
home.
Is
that guy right there?
It was probably that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the mustache.
See, no, it's the guy in the jeans in the background.
It was that guy.
Totally. He took a picture.
On the boat?
Probably. Shared it out there. There he is. Connor Hellebuyck, Hart Trophy, Vezina Trophy. With the Winnipeg Jets.
That's a nice-looking trophy, though, that heart. Hey?
It is a nice trophy.
That's a beautiful trophy.
Have you ever been in the trophy room in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto?
Yes.
That is a special place.
Very
My
cool.
son didn't care for it. I could understand. He just wanted to go back and shoot pucks again at Henrik Lundqvist or Carey Price. He's like, can we just go back and shoot pucks? Of course, that was after he almost knocked the Stanley Cup off the pedestal. But
I still can't believe you let him touch it.
It does,
Jamie.
Matter.
Jamie.
Anyways, so Connor Hellebuyck, congratulations, Hart Trophy, Vezina Trophy for this NHL season. Also, Arauco Radio, Saskatchewan Day of Caring. You have about an hour to donate now. CJME.com, CKOM. Donate.com. The Donate Now button is right there. Our Mia Holloway-Chuck will join us from Prince Albert as she's been talking to those who've been evacuated. She talked to them over a week ago, finding them again today, some being welcomed back into their communities. So we'll talk to Mia just past 5 o'clock. A locker, I'm fact-checking something right now, okay? I have to fact. Something just happened about who might be at the Panthers-Oilers game tonight. I'm fact-checking this.
What?
I don't want to say it because it might not be true.
What? You can't
do that? I'm just going to fact-check
this. You can't do that to me.
I don't think you're going to like it. But Oilers-Panthers tonight, game number 4.
I don't think I like you.
As Jeff Skinner draws into the line.
Why won't you tell me?
What's going on?
I don't
want
to tell the listeners, Scott, until I know it's true.
What's going on? What's he talking about?
I don't want to tell the listeners until I know it's true, or if it's just somebody trying to get clicks on their social media account.
But there might be two people at tonight's Panthers-Oilers game who might be good luck, might be bad luck. All I know is there's a picture of this certain person with Jeff Skinner in a Jeff Skinner jersey in his career. So maybe it's good luck. We'll see. But Jeff Skinner's drawn into the lineup tonight. Stuart Skinner gets the start for the Oilers. For the Rough Riders, A.J. Ouellette looks like he's good to go. Roland Milligan looks like he's good to go. Thomas Bertrand-Hudon ruled out for the game against Hamilton. Mia Holloway-Chuck going to join us from Prince Albert next on our Rolco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.